being and on some spiritual shit. A spiritual being manifested as a human, that's it. When I spit, I spray thoughts that's representing my life. Yo, I step into the spot, leave niggas open like mice. Take them on a tour, explore psychologies of war. Things you can't imagine if you never seen them before. Shorties come back raw straight after C-74. I welcome them back to the world they think is run by law. The world is run by men who use laws for tools. But I come through war tactics like Shaka Zulu. MCs are soft like Plato, I shape them, smash them to pieces. Volunteer slaves crave the words I'm painting, the masterpieces. You hear them on the radio babbling, but the truth is traveling with the word I sent flying through the air like a javelin. Unraveling like a verdict, pounding in your chest like a gavelin. The highest court in Babylon, let's travel on. If the world is found, you think it foul is how you got to live. Then from the get your ass was foul and foul just is how you is. No excuses, see life's dilemmas is set up like a mirror. Just to show you all your faces, now your understanding is clearer. You had your chance for revolution, you let it pass you by. That's why I'm dissing whack MCs until the day that I die. Reflection getting you high, we stand our ground with the believers. The leaning tower of Pisa and the pyramids of Giza, no comparison. The way I flip it is embarrassing. Tis the season, ain't no caroling.
The apocalypse in Brooklyn and along the dock.
That's the mic line, 2000 C. All nowhere, flowing like spring water in the desert. Ballin' through the barren land where niggas take a stand. Like castles made of sand, free falling for anything. Nothing but a plan to fail for themselves. No sense of delf, needing daily affirmations and self-help. Yo, it's right in front of your grill, stop looking everywhere else. Speaking of planning, hustling and scheming and looking for hookups. It took up too much time, you like a fiend for rocks that got cooked up. God bless the child, got his own shit. I got my team, so the fiends now become opponents. They the opposition, stronger from competition. Shining like a golden shower, your face I'm pissing in. Completing a genocide mission like the Warren Commission. Black fathers are supposed to be missing, while our sisters were supposed to be whoring. Saving for a rainy day, money is pouring. Under gray clouds, black butterflies still be soaring. Flying in the friendly skies, we classifying the highs. Blood be flowing through the streets like crimson tide in my eyes. The tide be having me drowsy, but I get mellow with the chronic. Intellectuals embarrassed cause we discussing ebonics. I'm on a roll like Sonic, in the age that the plague got bubonic proportions. Yo, I call it reparations, but they call it extortion. Whatever, just give me mine, but caution. You've been warned for the very last time, I'm not telling you again. So relay it to your crew, you gotta actually do. Forget the drive in, drive by, and drive through. You got to get out the car, humble yourself, tilt your head back and look at the stars. Shining over someplace very far from where you're standing. When the night is clear, you understanding just to put them there. What you know about the space you get lost in? Your peoples can't hear you through the distortion. The desert is absorption. You sucked in and you stuck in North America freezing for like 2,000 seasons. And upon your return from raping and crossbreeding, your own people accuse you of deceiving and misleading and causing mass confusion, drug abusing. Now you are caught up in institutions. At this time, you gotta break it down and be showing and proving. And A&R told me that I use too many catchphrases. True, I'm trying to catch my people in all different stages, all different phases.
Like that, y'all. It's like this, y'all. You don't stop. Keep it going, y'all. Reflection, y'all. We freak it like this. You don't stop. Here we go, y'all. Home skillet, y'all. On a battle, y'all. You don't stop. Brother Rich, y'all. Brooklyn, y'all. Cincinnati, y'all.
Yeah. The sounds of the Chosen Brothers, a song called Mango Walk. It's like a Wackies reissue. For the last 40 minutes or so, you've been tuned to the sounds of Martin Langridge. Martin, thanks for a killer mix. Not over yet.
Still going, but great fun. That's good.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I thought maybe it might be a bit intense to run people through everything you played at the end, so maybe while this is playing we can just talk a bit. What have we heard so far?
So far, well, after that as one track, the Coke to Georgia thing, we hit a really, really old Farben record. I think it was actually his first track, I think called Stuck on Playing Records. Flicky, glitchy, sort of wonderful thing. It really sort of turned my head when I heard that the first time. And then Model 500, a Ritz von Oswald mix of half of Maurizio, mix of Starlight, really beautiful track. Sort of really takes you there from Deep Spaces, the album itself, and it's quite apt.
Yeah.
And that Thai Tonton record, those crazy sort of 808 driven beats on Morgan Geist, I think it is actually Metamorphic, his label.
That was that label, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's his label. An old track called Metaphysical, really old now. I think that was 96. Wow. It's really getting dusty finding these old tracks. And then it turned into a bit of a Kindred Spirits mega mix there. I didn't realise I sort of played so many in a row. Yeah, Beat Dimensions, lots of VVO record on there. It was on the first part of that three-part series, and Benny Sings.
Beat Dimensions is just for the listeners who might not have known, Beat Dimensions is a sampler series released by the Dutch label Kindred Spirits.
Yeah, I think there's actually a CD now. It was three EPs, and it's Jay Scarlett and Cinnamon, a couple of guys from Holland, putting out some pretty amazing stuff. Yeah. Really wonky kind of. I think it's inspired by sort of Dabre and Jay Dilla, and you can really hear it in there.
Yeah, totally.
Really, really cool stuff. Mm. And in that same vein, Benny Sings and Red Nose, that Miss Morale track.
Fantastic track.
Phenomenal. And after that, Tom Trago, who's one of the guys that did one of the tracks on the Beat Dimensions, he's actually just released his own EP, a track called Dirt Degree, followed by Kid Sublime from that same
posse,
Amsterdam sort of crew. Yeah. That was actually an instrumental, basement instrumentals. It was from an album, The Basement Tracks, which was mostly vocals, but it's all the sort of hip-hop instrumentals.
Right.
And an old Talib Kweli record from Raucous way back when they were really, really putting out some really deep stuff back then. It was 2000 Seasons was the track.
And that 12 seemed to feature Mos Def, but he wasn't on that track, was he?
No, he's on the flip side, and there's a few records around that time. I think that's where they sort of originally paired up.
Yeah, right.
Together, so...
So that's prior to the Black Star album that they did
together.
Yeah,
that's sort of a good year or two before, so it's sort of, well...
Yeah, right.
So the really old high-tech and Sean J. Period stuff, which is really, really...
I've been playing a new Sean J. Period track on the show.
He's just reappeared out of nowhere. I think he hadn't done anything for years, and he
turned
sort of popped up
again.
He turned up
on the Giles Peterson Brownswood label.
Yeah,
sampler.
Yeah. It's a... Tyler Askew and those guys in New York releasing their stuff now. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Which ties in nicely with the next one.
Yeah,
the
Roland Kirk Vibration Society. I don't know much about the whole Vibration Society thing. I don't know whether that was like a collective or a band he had at the time.
What an incredible track, though.
Yeah, it's just goes nuts there halfway through it. It goes from this sort of gospel-y sort of thing into a swinging track. That's on Kings of Jazz. It is a Giles Peterson record. On BBE, followed by a bit of King Tubby, Harry Moody meets King Tubby.
Some deep dub.
Unfortunately, I've only got the, it was actually a Gilbert, it was a Nova mix, like a promo 10-inch, what I do to get the album. That's some killer stuff. And of course, now we're up to Chosen Brothers, so...
It's nice, it's kind of easy to divide up all the sort of flavours of the different
mixes.
Yeah,
it ties a lot, but I just can't get enough of anything of basic channel burial mix of people touch, like Maurizio and I think it's Marcus Ernestus, I think it's the other guy.
So did they have a fair bit to do with the reissuing of all the wacky stuff?
I think so. I think they really got in contact with all the people and
made it happen.
On top of like doing all those burial mix records, sort of found all those old records and remastered them and put them out. So and they've really got a fine ear. I think by I'm pretty sure they're mastering engineers by trade, so they really know what they're doing to get the most out of those old tapes. So
yeah, the Wackies records.
They sound as like they were recorded yesterday. They're really amazing records.
If you've just tuned in, you're on Against the Arctic on 3AAA with Declan, talking with Martin Langridge, who pretty shortly will continue for another sort of 10, 15 minutes with playing some records for you on this Sunday night. We'll take you through until 10 o'clock tonight when Michael Cusick comes in for Noise in My Head. But Martin, you began buying records in about 1996 and living in Perth at that time. And around that era, one of the main outlets for music was a shop called Purveyors and a man called Ben Stinger who was behind that shop. And he nurtured that scene at that time almost fiercely. Totally.
Yeah, very fiercely. It didn't seem so much now, but when I look back and it seemed like such a pretty amazing thing that sort of happened there. In sort of a good end, and there's sort of some negative points to it as well, and having such a tight kind of sort of very tight-knit sort of crew of people sort of buying and playing all these records. But
did you think it was almost exclusive a little?
No, it's actually very welcoming. It's sort of odd because, you know, people would come into the shop in this environment and start sort of buying records, and as soon as he saw that they were, it was sort of like sort of really got these people hooked on these records. And then before too long, even if they had no interest in the idea of playing records or DJing or anything like that, before you knew it, they'd be out with absolutely no idea what they were doing, just sort of out playing records in bars and stuff. Sort of, so you'd be, they'd be at going in just of wanting to buy a few records after hearing them on the record, and before you know it, they're sort of roped into this sort of crew of people sort of out there playing records
and
really taking over the radio at the time.
And you started in that way?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, when I was buying records, I really had no, I only really got into it from the radio. I didn't, wasn't hearing that music out in clubs at all. And so I had no real concept of a whole idea of, you know, people DJing or whatever, because it just had no context, even though it was predominantly like house and techno. You know, I just wasn't hearing that music out.
Uh-huh.
And so I was sort of really, really locked away in the bedroom, I guess, just buying all these records. And I had crates and crates and crates of records before I even thought of, you know, playing it. I ended up just getting roped into playing at the old Greenwich Club, which is a bit of a, I guess it was the standard back then. It was this old jazz bar which got converted, and this night called Vibe, which was sort of like the, I think it's where pretty much everyone got their foot in the door in Perth,
yeah, right,
playing records. And that was it went for years, and it was a pretty amazing thing while it was happening. It's all gone now, unfortunately. I think it's some sort of corporate bar or something like that, which is unfortunately been, you know, hasn't had any quality music in there for years. But yeah, it's pretty amazing time, I guess. It was a few years there, so it just really felt like a real strong community.
Yeah, and widely recognised from outside Perth in other parts of Australia and also around the world too.
Yeah, it's quite odd sort of speaking to people, and they sort of, so many people over here seem to have heard of it, or in Sydney as well. It's sort of this, yeah, really amazing thing.
Triple R's, you were talking about the radio being playing a huge part in that time, and Triple R's equivalent RTR was a really driving force, and their programming was it was really liberal with electronic music.
Extremely liberal, you know, because you had sort of shows playing sort of stuff I was playing next to. Yeah. Guys playing sort of 2 hours of 1920s and 30s show tunes through some really odd sort of programming.
Yeah, right.
So it's sort of, as a radio station, it sort of worked and sort of fell over at the same time. But I guess that's the great thing about public radio.
But very well supported in Perth, isn't it?
Extremely well, yeah.
And you'd get to play these records in drive time as well, yeah?
Yeah. Although, I mean, all the radio I did, just because working, I always end up doing the sort of Sunday night.
Hey,
so playing through till 6 in the morning on a Sunday night, playing to all the cab drivers in Perth.
Right.
So doing the graveyard shift, that sort of was my thing, I guess, playing all those late nights.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good fun.
Well, we might continue in a moment. You've got some couple of gigs coming up at Revolver. And
yeah, I think I played there recently and had a ball, actually, which is odd because I normally find the place pretty full on.
Yeah.
It's quite an intense sort of atmosphere. But I had a really good time with Richard Campbell. And it had actually been about 6 months and I'd actually played records out, I think. So sort of all excited about it again. I'd sort of, not by choice, but sort of just hadn't really been bothered sort of getting out there and playing records. So I'm really keen again to
Cool.
Get out there and do some stuff.
And there's a new funk, soul and hip-hop night at Miss Libertine on a Thursday night.
That's right.
It opened up with Keb Daj, UK funk 45 collector, who's in town with Alice Russell, who played last week. So we might see you down there soon as well.
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, let's get back to some music.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in and playing.
Thank you very much.
A mix, if you've got any queries about what Martin played, it'll be posted on the Against the Arctic section of the Triple R website, which you can access via the on-air link on our site, rrr.org.au. Martin, what's the next song?
This is a really amazing reissue. I actually picked this up when I was visiting some friends in London. It's this thing by a guy called Philip Corrin. I actually really don't know much about him. It's Philip Corrin and the Artistic Heritage Ensemble. There's bits of it that you can really... It sort of reminds me of the older sort of art ensemble of Chicago stuff.
Yeah.
It's actually got a... This track's called The Minstrel, and it's sort of about... I was reading the blurb on the back of a record. It's kind of interesting about these guys in Africa that would sort of go from village to village, sort of spreading the word and the news of the day musically and just sort of, you know, getting down, having a bit of a jam with the villagers. So I don't know whether you can hear it in this song, but it's a pretty amazing song, and it's a really long one as well. It's sort of this sort of African jazz sort of exploration. It's pretty amazing.
Fantastic. You're on 3RRR. We'll be right back. Beautiful sounds of Philip Curran and the Artistic Heritage Ensemble, a track called The Minstrel, reissued through Hefty Records from Chicago. That's the closing track for Martin Language's Nice Picks. Thank you very much to him, and you can check the playlist online, as I mentioned, through the website. We're going to hear a few more songs before we get through to 10 o'clock, and Noise in My Head begins at that time with Michael Cusick. He'll take you through till midnight. But just a quick announcement to remind all the non-subscribing Triple R listeners that April, of which we're halfway through, is we offer a special thing here at Triple R in April called April Amnesty, where we offer some prizes, potential prizes, if you subscribe during the month of April. And support Triple R, you go into the running for a whole lot of great prizes. We operate all year round here with a pretty small staff, and on the basis of all our announcers being volunteers presenting their shows. And so we encourage listeners that perhaps really dig on Triple R's sounds and listen often, enjoy the station as a whole, to use April as a time when they might like to subscribe. And as I mentioned, there's lots of prizes. There's Melbourne International Film Festival offer a prize, a double pass to the opening night film, and a couple of mini passes through the season of the festival, which is coming up in July. There's a limited edition Triple R Crumpler bag, and a bunch of prizes in called We'll Vouch For You from places like Polyester Records, Scallion Trombone, the wonderful Brunswick Street Bookstore, and Key Ingredients, and a whole lot of double passes from venues around town to shows of the winner's choice places like the Prince of Wales, Northcote Social Club, East Brunswick Club, Revolver, etc. So if you want to subscribe and put your cash where your ears are, 93881027 is the number to call, and we'd love to hear from you. You can ring now or during office hours anytime. There'll be someone here to take your call. Well, we're going to hear a jam from a group called The Travellers, who just sort of appeared in my iTunes library. I know nothing about them. But it's a track called Slow Soul. I thought it might go nicely after that. piece of African jazz. It's kind of got its own sort of low slung mood. Enjoy. Thank you. the gentle sounds of Fortet to bring us home. Track with the quaint title of Leela Came Around, and we watched a video from his album Pause going back some time on Domino Records. Who did we hear from before that? Sven Liebeck from his collection Deep Space. Inner Space. Yes, Inner Space. And The Travellers with Slow Soul. And a great moody little jam that followed on from Martin's last track by Philip Curran. It's time for me to get out of here. Michael Kay's coming up with Noise in My Head. I'm going to leave you with a track from the new Bill Callahan record. You might better know him as Smog. But this new record is just come out. It's called Woke on a Whale Heart. And this track's called Night. I'll see you next week between 8 and 10. It's been Against the Arctic. Big thanks to Martin Langridge for playing fantastic tunes. Enjoy Noise in My Head. I'll see you around.